Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the punt is Dixon. In the return, Johan Dotson. It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown on the blocked punt.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again. Big block on the punt. Sidney Brown scoops it up. It almost just pops into the hands of Sidney Brown, and no one's going to catch him.
Well, you can make the case, John Lennon, that was, you know, maybe the most important play of the game. I mean, when you consider they won by, what, four, and that
Cam
was
Latu.
Seven. Yeah, that was big,
Pull
man.
Back.
That was right out of the gate. That was really, really big. All right.
I'm really happy for him.
You're happy? Well,
fullback.
Yes.
He's a fullback. We're in number 36 in there, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're giving out Brian Westbrook's number, but, you know.
And, well.
Well, they did do the shovel pass.
All right, let's get to the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. So everything that went down yesterday was, well, there's a ton, and some injuries, and some big guys are dealing with some lingering issues. Let's talk to Dr. Damon Green, orthopedic surgeon with Shure Orthopedic University Associates, a division of Ortho New Jersey in Galloway, Summers Point, and Cape May Courthouse. Dr. Green specializing in acute and chronic ligament, tendon, and cartilage injuries to all major joints, and he joins us right now. Doc, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right, a lot to do here. Lane Johnson, two games in a row now. Obviously, he has left the game. How troubling, you know, the stinger from last week, lingering effect. What would be your interpretation of what this means moving forward?
Well, the concern with the stinger is that you irritate the nerve roots as they exit out the spine and go into the shoulder. And the concern is that now that's 2 weeks in a row on a similar play where he's injured it. So in a 13-year, you know, veteran lineman, you start to worry, is there any sort of cervical degeneration going on that possibly could almost be career ending? And that would be the major concern going forward, given that, again, it's 2 weeks in a row with that acute kind of injury.
How much value would there be, in your opinion, of sitting him out a game, or is that almost irrelevant if the situation is as you describe it could be?
If you sit him out a game, obviously that will give his injured ligaments time to heal, as well as let the muscle stabilize potentially the cervical spine or his shoulder. But again, that would all depend on, you know, what the MRI and the imaging show. And obviously, I don't have access to any of those things.
Sure. So we don't know if it's a different injury than the stinger from last week. It could be another stinger this week.
It could be, given the way he was rocking back and forth on the bench after the play.
Right.
And the fact that we didn't see too much, you know, in that play itself.
Jalen Carter left the game late with the shoulder injury, but he did come back in, which is a huge plus. This has been giving him problems all year, it seems. What have you seen from that, and what should we expect?
Most likely it looks like he suffered an AC joint sprain during training camp. There are various grades, 1 through 6. six being the worst, obviously needing surgery. What it appears to be is he has a grade one or grade two sprain that would heal with, you know, a couple weeks of rest. But because we're in the middle of the season, he's just going to try to keep toughing it out and keep playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't look as effective. I'll say that. I mean, one thing that stands out to me is he's not playing at the same level. And the shoulder is probably, you know, a direct result. Let's talk about Nolan Smith, Doc. So, obviously, there's nothing new from him yesterday. But we want to get your opinion. You know, he's supposed to be one of the most important and one of the better defensive players on the team this year. He suffers the tricep injury again. How concerning that after coming back in the offseason from the Super Bowl injury with the tricep, that it happens again? What does that mean when he comes back, presumably in October, maybe early November? What does it mean for the likelihood of reoccurrence again?
Well, the biggest predictor of a reoccurring injury in a tricep is having a previous injury in a tricep that required surgery. So that is his biggest risk factor, as well as his position with that constant pushing being where he is on that line.
So what does that mean? Now, this does not require surgery, and he's on IR. When can he come back? This doesn't seem like it's going to be long until it's feeling better.
No, right? probably around the 2 to 4 week timeline. It's probably a small tear or strain. They mean the same thing. And typically, return to play is typically around 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's concerning, though. I mean, it's two times in about 6 months for him. And obviously, we saw Brandon Graham with, you know, two in a couple months last, you know, winter. So not ideal. All right, well, Doc, we appreciate the expertise. For everyone listening right now, get yourself for Dr. Green's tremendous care to SureOrthopedic.com. That's SureOrthopedic.com. And want to remind everyone, starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, we'll be giving away tickets to the Eagles-Broncos game on our show Friday. But you got to listen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock as we give away tickets to the next Eagles game, courtesy
of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Doc, we appreciate you being on the program today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You got it, buddy. All right, a lot to react to from yesterday's game. Big picture with the Eagles at 4-0. Let's get to Jeff in Phoenixville right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's things going?
Pretty good.
Great, Jeff.
Pretty good. I mean, they're a confounding football team, Jeff.
That's a good way to put it, because, you know, I would love to be a fly on the wall with Nick this morning, having to talk to AJ, because, like you said, I think they got to tread really carefully, because I think it's a coaching and a play calling thing. I don't think it's Jalen. I don't think it's the other players. I just think, you know, you look at some of the targets that they gave him, excuse me, yesterday, you know, a 2-yard screen pass that you know wasn't going to go anywhere. It's like, I hope that's not to try to appease him. I mean, the routes are hard. The play calling is horrible. And it's just like he's not even getting him involved. And it's going to come to a head and it's going to explode. And I don't want it to, because we can't go anywhere without him. I will say that.
Jeff, I'll just say this. That screen play can work depending on two things. How many defenders are up on the line near those wide receivers, and how well is it blocked by other receivers in the area? Now, that one was not well done at all yesterday. But just to be clear, that can be an effective way to get the ball to someone. But in that moment, it was obviously a failed play, to say the least.
Yeah, true. And is it me, or is the league now just – well, I'll switch this. The fake tush push was ingenious. I'm sure it's going to irritate some more people with the tush push, because now they're going to think we're going to have an advantage because we can fake it now. I don't know who thought of that, but it was brilliant that nobody touched it. But also, is it me, or has there been a crazy amount of block kicks this year that I've never seen in ages, that every week just seems like somebody's blocking a kick and scoring touchdowns and running it back, because just everything's changing this year, and things just seem to be changing a lot this year.
You notice that, John?
Does seem to be the last couple of weeks there have been a lot of block kicks. You know, last weekend, I think there were, you know, along with us,
five.
maybe three, four other ones besides us. Maybe five.
Wow.
Seem that look, the third phase, the special teams phase, with the increased attention that this kickoff, the new kickoff and kickoff return stuff is getting.
I still don't get that.
What's that?
I still don't understand the whole rules about where the ball lands to where you can put the where you mark the ball. It's just it's very confusing.
I think it's got to be inside the 20-yard line, right? That's all it is.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what it is? Okay.
That's all it is.
It's getting so much more attention now, and teams are devoting so much more attention to their kickoff return. I think the other aspects of special teams are getting more attention too, perhaps. And so you're getting designed punt block practice in, and you're calling those more aggressive special teams plays because, you know, you're putting the time in.
Well, I'll tell you where I definitely am on special teams note. I'm definitely now for the NFL not using a kicking ball and narrowing the field goals. Enough of the teams just got to get it near midfield and they can kick a 60-something yard field goal.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, it's really, especially when you start drives at the 30, sometimes you just got to go like 20 yards and you can kick a field goal. That's garbage. 2-1, and there's an easy solution to that. You just narrow the uprights. It's real simple.
Motion. Smith, left to right. Hurts, pitches it up to Goddard. Touchdown!
Little shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goddard.
Little shovel pass.
Well, one of two to Dallas Goedert yesterday. Similar in nature, creative, and effective. Good morning to you. Twitter poll question of the day really gets to the heart of a lot of what we're talking about here on the pros and the cons of what went on yesterday. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question from yesterday's game. You thinking more about the positives or the negatives? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let me give you a big old positive. Has nothing to do with yesterday's game. Phillies playoffs start in 5 days! 5 days to Citizens Bank Park, Red October, the Phils and the Reds. And if you do not know, WIP will have a big old pep rally, a Red October rally, that is, on Friday, the day before the game, as not our program, because we're always at Borgata on Fridays, but the other two shows that follow us, Joe and Hugh, Spike and Ike, their programs from 10 to 6 p.m. will be at Stateside Live, right there in the sports complex. That is, of course, what formerly called Xfinity Live. So Stateside Live, the programs, 8 hours of WIP right there, right by the ballpark. And I hope you can certainly listen, but if you want to get there, please do, because it should be quite a day, the day before it all goes down, or at least starts going down, at Citizens Bank Park with Game 1. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Bat of the Bone Award coming up soon on the Eagles win. Look, here's where I'm at big picture on that victory. For me, much more positive than negative. Much more. I thought the first half was as well as this group has played. And I say this group, I mean this era of Eagles football. Other than the Super Bowl and probably the second half of the NFC Championship game versus Washington, people forget that was actually a close game till near halftime. And then it was the second half when the Eagles put it on Washington last year. I thought the first half was about as well as the Eagles have played in this whole era. And I was incredibly encouraged with Jalen's performance in that half and just the way the offense hummed. Defense was doing its thing. The Bucs, you know, being pretty good didn't matter. The Heat didn't matter. And I thought my team has arrived. And that sounds weird because they already won a Super Bowl, but I felt like they had taken it up to a higher level and I could say this is what they can be consistently moving forward. Then you see the second half and it's a reminder, no, they are a team that often wins via the root canal. And it's frustrating. I mean, it is. And we're going to continue to diagnose the whys. And here's the thing. Last year I told you oftentimes I thought it was primarily Jalen holding them back. This year it's far more complex. He is having his moments, clearly, where he is struggling in stretches. But the offensive line is struggling more. Saquon is struggling a ton. The play calling may be struggling dramatically. Now, it's a little hard to discern, because, you know, when you put that much together, I mean, is it definitively Petula or not? I'm still not. John, you think it is? Do you think Petula is part of the problem, even though they're 4-0?
Yeah, he's the offensive coordinator. He's the play caller. Yes, he's absolutely part of the problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But so is Sirianni, so is Jalen Hurts, so is A.J. Brown, so it's everyone working together, and so is Lane Johnson, whether he's in or whether he's out. You know, so we have...
Dickerson's name.
Both of our guards have been struggling in major ways. Dickerson, I mean, just watch the way he's been struggling in pass protection. It's tough to be battling moving backwards when you got banged up wheels. Like, that is a tough ask. And you got Steen on the other side. He's in and out with injuries. And they are sort of, they're making do right now up front, the offensive line. And then when you've got a really talented defensive line, you know, led by a guy like Vita Vea, like yesterday, and then you got a defensive coordinator on the other side who's going to, you know, game it up a little bit and stunt those defensive linemen. When we've got a compromised offensive line without our best player on, with Lane Johnson sitting on the sideline, it's tough to pick up those stunts with the same, you know, level of integrity that we provided for Jalen Hurts previously. So now you got leaks. Now you got that clock in his head sped up. Yeah. And now you got these routes being predictable. You got these routes being, you know, when we need 10, 8. You got these, you know, a lack of motion and everything else. I think A.J. Brown and everyone else who watches or is part of this offense is frustrated. This is a frustrating offense.
Well, it is. So,
but
they win.
It's a week-to-week proposition.
Well, and they always win.
Next week, they'll be better. I know they'll be. They're going to work on.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they'll be better.
They'll be. Come on. That's
well. In the first half, they were about as good as they can be.
I expect by the end of the season, just like we're seeing. We'll cross it weird here. Just like we're seeing with the Phillies, you know, sort of peaking at the right time. I saw the Eagles peak at the right time last year.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they always will. Look, let me.
You're right. It's not easy to pull that off.
It's not. So two things I wrote down before the show, and I believe both are completely true. And, you know, the first is no great team has ever been more maddening. I mean, they drive you nuts. The way that it's almost like we have to suffer through that every game is to survive in advance. But here's the point two. But they do advance. They do win. And point two is I wrote down, but they are great. Truly elite. Likely the best in football again. I've never really, as a sports fan, experienced anything like this. They win via... tremendous struggle, yet they always win. So we'll take your reaction on how you view the whole thing. And also the AJ thing, if you're not aware of what AJ did post-game, because you know what AJ did in-game. He had 2 catches for 7 yards. After the game, about 2.5 hours after the game, he went to social media and posted the following. And this is not good. He posted, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way.
So McLean had his story this morning, and he said that quote was pointed at someone or someone's internally with the Eagles, two sources close to him said.
What do you mean pointed at? What does that mean?
That
he's referencing his frustration with certain people?
Certain people. I mean, it didn't say teammates. It said someone internally with the Eagles.
Is your sense that it is the offensive creators, meaning the Sirianni's and the Petulas?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I tend to think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we know at times AJ's been frustrated with Jalen in past years. We know that. But I tend to think this one is more about the way the design is being put together by the coaches. But it's not good. And it's something that Sirianni, Hurts, other leaders are going to have to deal with. AJ's a leader himself. Look, I don't know how AJ has held his frustrations in. I think, frankly, he's done a pretty damn masterful job over the last couple of years of holding frustration in. But with that said, I wish he had held this one in, too.
I agree with that. He has done a great job of doing the yeoman's work.
Yeah.
You know, like he has developed his run-blocking game into where he is dominant. He is he was always a dominant blocker. I mean, he's a physical marvel out there. But he continues to work on his technique, and, you know, he locks guys down.
With that said, going public with this tweet's not ideal. Ideal. It's going to cause him a mess. Look, we'll talk to Sirianni about it tomorrow, 8:40. Nick Sirianni typically with us Tuesdays at 8:40, so we would expect him tomorrow. Ray Dittinger is going to be with us in about 15 minutes. Let's get to Derek right now. Good morning, Derek.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Great, Derek.
Hey, Joe, just real quick. When you say that Jalen Hurts, like they simplify the offense because he can't handle it, like that's sort of like that was like the stigma in like the 80s and 90s for black quarterbacks. So when you say that, man, that just rubs.
Well, it's not a racial comment from my end, Derek. Well, Derek, hold on. I'm telling you from my end, it's not a racial comment. You can believe me or not. I'm telling you that it's how I interpret how the Eagles coaches interpret what is best for him in the offense and what is not. And I think they think, to me, what they do reminds me a lot of the pick and roll, what Stockton and Malone did. There's a simplicity to it. And it can be very, 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 very effective. And obviously is.
There is so much that goes into every single snap that we don't even consider.
Yeah, but a lot of what they do is read option stuff based on Jalen reading that guy on the outside and which way he goes. Does he crash down on a running back or not? And then he makes a decision. But as far as the routes go, and like, is it full field reads? Often it's not, Derek. Often it's not. And I think the Eagles coach it that way.
Anyway, with the AJ Brown thing, right? This is what frustrates me about that. People like Nick Sirianni, when he comes on the radio, he always like defends his guys. Like even with Jalen Carter, so for AJ Brown to put that tweet out, like he has all opportunity to go in there and express whatever his frustrations is to whoever he's frustrated with, without going to Twitter. He has millions and millions of followers, right? So when they ask him questions about it this week, I hope he owns it, right, like a man, because he's the one that put it out there. He didn't have to put that out there. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
He's allowed to be frustrated. Like, he's a receiver. He wants the ball, right? But don't ever let your emotions, because you're not getting the ball, overshadow a win. Because are you playing to win, or are you playing to get as many yards as you can get, and then you don't care if you win? I just feel like Nick Sirianni does a good job of keeping us out of the locker room, and then AJ Brown is bringing us in.
Sure.
So if he comes out today or tomorrow and he owns what he said, like a man, I might feel different.
Well,
but all that, like, you know, being deflective and him reading the book on the sideline and trying to play it all off as my frustration, that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
All right, so Derek, I'll tell you this one, man. Appreciate the call. This one's going to be tough. So let me go back to something right before the season started. I was listening to the afternoon show, Spike Ike and that Boban. And they were talking before the season, they had an over-under, I think at 1.5, it may have been 2.5, for pretty significant Eagles controversies in season. And they said, based on last year, they thought last year, and I think they're right about this, they said they thought there were two controversies last year. One was right around this time last year when Sirianni's yelling at fans, we're reacting to that, he's reacting to that, players are reacting. Like, that was a pretty big story locally and nationally. Sirianni fans, they're 2-2, everybody's kind of in a bad mood. That was a pretty big one. And then a bigger one was the AJ, Jalen, Brandon Graham thing, which happened right around early December. And they defined those two, and I think they're right, as the two controversies last year. I think this one is one. I if you follow the bouncing ball over the next couple of days,
what
I think
controversy is this one?
AJ and what he tweeted and the ramifications, what it means about him with the coaches, okay. Him maybe with the quarterback, him maybe with the team. What like, about, is he going to be on the team next year? Like, I think this one over the next 3 to 4 days is going to be, especially if there's no Phillies games. Like, I mean, there very soon will be, but like, there's no game tonight, no game tomorrow with the Phillies. I think this is going to be pretty big.
Maybe.
Because it's the first time where I truly wonder if he'll be on the team next year.
Well, I don't know. I don't take it that far. I do wonder if the Nick Sirianni taunting or whatever he was doing with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but that's small potatoes. That's,
is it?
Yeah. It is not, Joe.
It's not going to be a major controversy.
How is it different than the last time the Sirianni thing blew up? How is it different?
Well, he's proven he could win a Super Bowl since then, so I think he gets a little bit more leeway.
It speaks to his players.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Let me be clear.
I don't love it, but I'm just saying, do I think it's going to be a controversy on the level of AJ, Jalen, and Brandon Graham last year? No. I'm not saying it's a non-story, guys. I'm just saying, do I think it's going to be a major controversy? No, I don't.
I'm saying it's a problem because the Jalen Carter thing.
I agree with
the taunting.
I agree. When
their coach is doing that on the sidelines, there's no repercussions for them.
No question.
No, I agree with both of you. I wish he wouldn't do it, and I think it makes him in a compromised spot to tell the guys, hey, guys, knock it off when he's part of it. I mean, I do agree with that. But listen, when AJ tweets... And again, just to be clear, John, because I do think his status for next season comes into question. When he tweets the word withdraw, if you're not welcome, not listen to, quietly withdraw.
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, that could be, hey, I don't want to talk to the media after the game. That could be, hey, I don't want to be on the team after the season. Like, I mean, and so people interpreting it as they will and how they'll answer questions, like, it's a complex situation. I believe very complex. All right, Bat of the Bone Award. When they lose... It's blame balls, but when they win, it's game balls. Let's crank it up with the Bat of the Bone Award. I'm just going to take a stab at it that most of these will be first half focused because, you know, that's when they pretty much won the game. All right, John Ritchie, game ball. Who do you got?
Yeah, I was going to, man. I was going to give it to one of our young cornerbacks. Cooper DeJean led the team in tackles.
They made a lot of plays, both those guys.
Quinyon made a lot of amazing coverage plays yesterday on Abuka. But I'm going to give it to the guy who helped contribute to that massive first half lead with a huge play. Cam Latu,
block punt guy. I agree, John.
Blocks the punt.
Yeah.
Beats the blocking scheme, beats the snapper, and blocks that punt. And then this guy's playing fullback, guys. He's wearing number 36. You know, Brian Westbrook. Oh, man. I love you, man.
Yep.
Love you. But this guy is kicking out the end man on the line of scrimmage. This guy is lead blocking with Saquon, you know, trying to run behind him.
Apparently not very effectively.
We need better blocking by the offensive line. Cam Latu can't do it all.
I got to keep it real, Seltzer, all right?
But Cam Latu, not a lot of snaps, but I would love to see more of this young man. He really is a tough football player.
Look, I thought it was the biggest play in the game. I really did. Seltzer, what do you got? Game ball.
I thought about the young cornerbacks, too. Another young player on the defense. But we're a month into this season now, and Zach Bond's real, man. Like, last year was not a mirage. It was not dude, he's one of the best players in football.
Amazing.
Like, flat out. I think he's one of the best players
mistakes.
In the sport. That I know they ended up getting the first after. That third and one play, where he ran 5 extra yards to make that play. I mean, he is all over the field.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed with that guy. He's clearly a leader on that defense. Zach Bond deserves a game ball.
That play reminded me, you might remember a game in like 2015, 16. It was early Doug when Sean Lee made a play against an Eagles running back, and it stymied what otherwise would have been an Eagles conversion. Eagles lost the game. It reminded me a lot of that play. Rhea, give me an answer here for a game ball.
I'm going to give it to Vic Fangio because, you know, he's got a compromised defensive line that cannot get after the quarterback. I mean, they're not getting sacks, but he's getting – and he got that unit to play in that second half when they were on the field a lot. I mean, their offense did them no favors to come up with the two huge turnovers, the interception and the forced fumble. I just think he's the offense is way more talented than the defense, and I trust the defense more.
I do too. I agree with both of those statements. So first half, I was thinking the game ball was going to go to Jalen Hurts and John out of the gate because I thought it was about as well as he's ever played first half. But it's hard to give him game ball when the second half he can't complete a pass. Not all his fault, but obviously he had a role in it. And it is very possible that he was injured from that hit because he took a big hit, and it looked like his play dramatically slipped thereafter. But I thought both excellent young corners were excellent plus. Now, they got to control their emotions at times. Quinyon Mitchell, I thought it was well pointed out by Tom Brady, has to be more careful because he could have been flagged three or four different times for grabbing the jersey. But because he was not flagged for those individual ones, I'm going to give it to Quinyon Mitchell. Both guys were all over the field. I thought yesterday was a great example of why Cooper DeJean is a slot corner. His tackling is like a linebacker.
Maybe the best tackling corner I've ever seen.
And that's why they want him in there. They want him in there because he can tackle like a linebacker.
I wanted to give this award to him today because of the way he tackles.
Well, no, it's huge. It's huge.
How awesome he wraps people up. He even though he doesn't have to because he is blasting them.
Yeah.
He is making them go the wrong way. And I love seeing a guy who just smacks people.
I'll officially give it to Quinyon, but to me, it's just about a coin flip between Quinyon and Cooper. Both guys, barring injury, are going to be $100 million players in a couple years when they're eligible for a contract. I mean, major hits on those two draft picks. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Jordan Mulata. He said a lot after the game. His big picture answer certainly made the rounds. If you missed it, let's listen to it. His big picture look at this team based on this win. A lot of people skewing negative after the game yesterday. Jordan Mulata, quite the opposite. Here's what he said.
But man, what a hell of a game we played today. That was a great team. The Bucs, they're not bums. And winning games down in Tampa is a big deal because we haven't. We haven't won games. You know, we've been humiliated. We've been on that side of the ball. And so this is a plus for me. Now, we're not in the business to get better. Don't get me wrong. We are. We're going to watch that film. We're going to see why we're one block away. If it's an error in communication, if it's a breakdown in detail in coaching, or if it's a technique and execution problem. Those are things we can fix because of the people we have in the room and in the locker room. But, yeah, we're not going to beat ourselves. Man, this is a great win.
I agree with Mulata in every way. I think it is a great win. Now, do you wish they had arrived at it a little easier, cleaner, and in a way that makes you feel, I guess, even more confident moving forward? Sure, of course. Because the second half was borderline disastrous.
But it is so – it is next to impossible to last, to persist, to subsist in those conditions. You know, 120 degrees on the field – man, that when you're not, you can't possibly be ready for that.
But you don't expect, can't run it, and don't complete a pass. That is bizarre.
But we did what we had to do, which was build up that giant first half lead.
I agree.
Great job in every phase, you know, offense, defense, and the special teams. That's a team win.
I agree with that.
And I did not expect it.
Yeah.
I did not expect
it. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Us to be able to do what we did, and we held out, and that's a tribute to toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, and you know, the coaching. I do feel like, offensively speaking, we can get better, and you know, we can get more multiple and, well, a little more interesting,
yeah,
and have some motion and help guys get open without just asking guys to go get open, because teams know that we sort of run the offense a certain way, run it until we can get guys singled up on the outside and then try to get it to them. Like, we need to branch out a little bit. There are other offenses. Look around at other offenses in the NFL. Look around at, the late game last night. Dak Prescott is throwing the ball all over the place.
Yeah, of course.
There are other quarterbacks in this league who, you know, Jalen can do a lot more. These receivers can do a lot more, and just like Saquon can do a lot more. You know what is going on?
Well,
here?
That might be an issue now. I mean, I think that officially now comes into focus as a.
Let's look at this offensive staff and the play calling. All right, so a lot.
Yeah, a lot happening here. You can react to it all. One more thing before the phones, and we'll talk to Ray in about 10 minutes. So, while John used the term team win, and he's right about the Eagles, it was a team loss for the New York Mets. Ladies and gentlemen, let's enjoy this audio. We'd be talking more about it if we didn't have the Eagles hot right now.
It's messed up, man.
All right. We're going to give you two pieces of audio. The first is how their season ended literally with the final play, a double play. And then the reaction of their announcer.
I'm surprised at him.
About 15 seconds later. Why?
I know, Mets fandom. It's he think it'd be a tough day for him. You know?
Come on, man.
Your Mets.
It's just because I was rooting for the Mets 25 years ago when they were going up against the Braves. Me as a Mets fan?
As if.
But let's listen to it. How it ended for the New York Mets.
And he pulls one on the ground. A chance for two. To second one. Back to first. And the Mets agonizing 3.5 month slow motion collapse is complete.
It's so good. It's so
slow
good.
Slow motion collapse.
It's so good.
Slow motion.
You know what I was thinking about? You know, we played that Family Guy thing to open the year. The Mets season up and it's over. I'll bet you the Mets wished that had been their season instead of this, you know?
This was historic. And with that payroll, obviously very unexpected. Mm-hmm. Let's listen. A few seconds later, Gary Cohen, their announcer, collects himself and offers this reflection.
It is unfathomable that this collection of talent winds up outside of an expanded playoff system after having the best record in baseball for the first 2.5 months of the season. Everything goes wrong over the last 3.5 months. And the Mets find themselves on the outside looking in.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Look, we'll dig for more audio of what gets set up there over the next couple days, because they're going to say a lot. So we'll bring you that over the next few days. But that's a little snippet of what they were feeling yesterday.
How much more can you spend, Jimmy? Like, it's
unbelievable. If I'm Steve Cohen, I'm losing my friggin' mind right now.
Gotta have heart. And by the way,
wastefulness.
I tweeted something right after that.
Did you just go 69 Mets there? Look at you.
What? With
you
what?
You gotta have heart.
You gotta believe in that
whole
thing.
You gotta believe. But I think it was perfect, too.
Let me just say this. I was disappointed in Phillies fans yesterday with something I tweeted and confusion last night when I tweeted this. I just tweeted three letters, and there were people on Twitter who didn't know what I was tweeting about. O-M-G.
Oh, that's funny.
O-M-G.
Yeah, buddy.
All we saw last year in the playoffs with the frickin' Mets was O-M-G. Well, O-M-G back to you, frickin' losers. Let's go to the phones. Drew in Westchester. Drew, good morning.
Happy New York Mets Elimination Day. Good morning. How we doing?
Incredible. I mean, that part is phenomenal. And by the way, the possibility of playing the Reds.
What's the likelihood?
30% chance. 30%.
You think?
Yeah. Best of three. Matter of fact, I'll give you a 38% chance the Phillies will play the Reds.
Man,
it's just the best of three.
And I love the way we match up against the Dodgers. So
yeah, I like the way the Phillies match up against the Reds even more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm good either way.
Really,
but
Joe?
I think it will be the Dodgers.
I'm just taking a
deep
stab
analysis
at it.
Right there.
But that De La Cruz guy's pretty good.
Yes,
he's really good. All right, Drew, what do you got, bud?
Well, Joe, I was about to say, obviously I called to talk Eagles, but I could have misheard you when you were plugging the Phillies about 15 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure you said Phillies red, so I appreciate that you have already eliminated the Dodgers.
Kershaw's career is over. He's not even on the frickin' roster. He's done.
And I'll get to the Eagles, but I really think the Reds do have a chance with their pitching to push and win that series against the Dodgers. So on AJ, you know, when I think back to Valentine's Day last year, I thought AJ had like the best and my favorite parade speech. You know, like they said I was a diva. They said all I cared about was stats. If you're going to get all those things wrong about me, there's one thing you better get right. And I think it's a shame because, like, look, I'm not saying he's a diva, but when you put stuff like that out there, sure, you're like diminishing your own words. You're like muddying the message. So I think it's just like, it's a shame that it's happening. And can we take a second to, you know, I'm sure this guy's frustrated too, but can we take a second to appreciate, you know, Devontae, that like he didn't have a big game either yesterday, but I feel like he typically, you know, just like goes about his business.
So Drew, here's what I'd say about AJ. I think he's, and some people might not like this. They might say it's a cop out. I think he's a mini diva. Like, I've seen so much worse. And if this was Odell Beckham or Malik Nabers or any number of really talented receivers in football, they'd be more out of their minds, more often, more vocal, much more frequently. So I give AJ credit for generally holding it in. But we can't like there's not elements in there.
Look, diva, because there are elements of divaness, but then, man, he also does the dirty work, and he is a great teammate at other times.
But yesterday, going to social media is not being a great teammate. Because part of being a teammate isn't just player to the other player on the team. It's player to coach. And if that is about Sirianni or Petullo, it's not cool. It's not cool. So we shouldn't have done it, Drew. But I'll also say this. I understand why he did. He's really freaking frustrated.
Yeah, it's tough because I know they weren't like productive targets, but he did get targets yesterday. Like, it kind of reminded me of like the Vikings game in 2023. Like, we are winning the game. So I do like the guy. I hope he can, you know, I hope they can figure it out. I'll just end on a positive note. I know Seltzer was talking about him during Bad to the Bone. I wasn't old enough to see like Seth play and all, but Zach Vaughn is one of like the best like blitzers that I can remember, just when Fangio sends him up the middle there. I know we didn't do it a ton under Jim Schwartz, but I was definitely concerned about him going into the year, because I think sometimes when you've only done it for 1 year, it's like, okay, is it really for real or not?
Yep. So just
shout out to him that he, you know, just got paid and, you know, hasn't missed a beat.
Well, Drew, think of it this way, and good call. Look, he blitzes effectively. He drops into coverage effectively. He tackles effectively. He diagnoses effectively. I mean, to me, that's about it. I mean, we'll talk to Seth more about that from 9 to 10. But and Zach Vaughn had a missed tackler, too, yesterday. But for the most part, excellent tackler. Incredible speed, incredible range, diagnosis plays. Great player. Great player. And frankly, I think the Eagles probably a little fortunate to get him back for half the price of Milton Williams. I mean, I was a fan of Milton Williams.
I'd rather have Zach Bond than Milton Williams without a doubt. Yes.
I think so, too. And this is coming from a guy who's pretty freaking pro Milton Williams. But Zach Bond is great. Capital G great. All right, Seth Joyner is also capital G great. We'll talk to him from 9 to 10. We'll talk to Ray Dittinger coming up in about 5 minutes. Let's listen to how it went down yesterday. The Eagles defeated the Tampa Bay Bucs, like, finally, down there, other than 2023, that one game when they got it done early in the season. They beat them. It was a roller coaster. Let's listen to how it went down with Merrill and Mike in the booth. We're gonna need a montage. Ooh, it takes a
montage. Today, the Eagles and the Bucks in the sun of Tampa, Florida. And the punt is Dixon. And the return, Dotson.
It's blocked, and it's picked up, and running with the football, and scoring, it is Sidney Brown.
Special teams did it last week. Special teams doing it once again.
Hurts goes with a quick pitch, and taking it in for the touchdown is Dallas Goedert. Hurts pitches it up to Goddard. Touchdown!
Little shovel pass.
Another shovel pass to Goddard. The Eagles, 21. The Bucks, 3. Eagles have been better in every phase of the game.
They have been, today. Yes. So they're going to give Chase McLaughlin, their kicker, an opportunity from here.
65-yarder. Last play of the half. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is... He got it.
By the hair of his chinny chin chin.
Rolling is Mayfield. He's going deep downfield, and it is caught. And running for a touchdown this time is Mbuka. Goes down the far sideline with a 77-yard touchdown. Eagles had led 24-3, and now it is 24-13. 10 unanswered points by the Bucs. Mayfield signals. Gives it off inside again to Irving. Is the football lost? I think the football was fumbled and the Eagles have it.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You called for it. You got it.
They're going to touch push. Hurts. Fakes.
Thanks, though.
He's going to run.
I don't think so.
And he's going to score. It's Barkley.
They fake the touch push. They give it to Barkley.
And he's in for the touchdown.
Around the outside on the left. And he goes in.
Yes, he does.
Unscathed.
The Eagles now lead 31-13. Back goes Mayfield. He's looking for room. He's firing down the far side of the field. It's caught and going all the way for a touchdown. Again, the Bucs have scored, and this time it is Bucky Irving.
They're not going away.
A 72-yarder. Chase McLaughlin, one game, could he have a 65-yarder and a 58-yarder? The kick is away, and the kick is... He's got it. The Eagles right now are fighting for their lives. They were precise. They were outstanding. They had the Bucs on their heels in the first half. Now they are trying to hang on for dear life, leading by 8 points. Mayfield back. He's being chased. He starts to run. He goes to the outside, and he is firing, and it is tipped and intercepted. It was intercepted by Jahad Campbell. Eagles are trying not to win, but to escape. Hurt on third down and 2. Back looking, he fires, it's incomplete. This is the play of the game. Each play becomes bigger and bigger. Snap to Mayfield. He's back. He's being chased. He fires. He completes it short of the first down. Now the ball is being batted around and knocked out of bounds, but the Eagles are going to take over on downs. The final score, the Eagles 31, Tampa Bay 25. That's it. They won. Some wins feel better than others.
Well, they did win, and for the third time in Nick Sirianni's 5 years, they have started 4-0. But man, oh man, they do specialize in the ugly win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.